might have called it the sitting room. When I was a boy, we had a sitting room and a parlor. Every house did. Any middle-class family had a sitting room and a parlor.
And a room that you would put stuff in that you weren't going to throw away, but you probably weren't going to use again, what would you call that?
Well, I suppose it'd be a storeroom.
Now, what does that fireplace lead into?
The chimney. Without the help.
Yeah. But so now, the other rooms in the house are...
Oh, bedroom, kitchen, bathroom. Cellar. Other circumstances I might call it a basement, but I suppose it was a cellar when I was younger.
Any others you can think of?
The attic.
In front of the fireplace.
Hearth.
And things that you might have in the fireplace to lay wood across.
And irons.
And up there above the fireplace.
Mantelpiece.
Sometimes I put in the fireplace, build your fire against.
Backlog.
And the small stuff you'd use for starting the fire.
Kindling.
And then the black stuff gets in the inside of the chimney.
Soot.
And after your fire is burnt down, what would you have to carry out?
Ashes.
Now, what would you have in your sitting room when you were a boy?
Let's see, we'd have a Morris chair and a center table and let's see, what else would we have besides chairs? If I can remember the early one, there probably was a desk of a sort over at one side and a bookcase. Usually was an upholstered bench with one end raised somewhat higher than the other.